If you have ever wondered why corrupt people get richer or why bullies seem to rise in authority, then Psalm 10 is your psalm. David lays it all out. The wicked are arrogant, he says. They brag, they lie, they crush the helpless, and they don't think they'll ever be caught. And verse 6 really hits. He says in his heart, the bully, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. That's the mindset of someone who thinks they've outsmarted God. Now, let's be clear here. David is giving us a picture of what the world feels like. It's frustrating. There is injustice. It looks like evil is winning and God is just, letting it happen. But here's what we have to hold on to. Describing reality isn't the same thing as giving up hope. David is venting, yes, but he's venting to God. He's trusting God with the mess, even while he's calling it what it is. And so you don't have to pretend that everything's okay. You can name the evil and still trust the judge. That's what faith looks like on a hard day. Here's some ways that you can pray this particular aspect of Psalm 10. God, help me name injustice without losing hope. Strengthen my heart when it looks like evil is winning. And give me eyes to see the world as it is and trust you anyway. Here are two different peoples that you can be praying for today. Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also be praying for the people of Nigeria as they hear the Edoma Life Word broadcast.